Lisa Rasmussen, first thing we're going to cover, the vote that you had in the council involving the use of TIF district funds. Councilman Winter's against it. You argue in favor of using the TIF monies to help spruce up areas in other parts of the town outside of that TIF district. Can you explain that?
I do. When we look into TIF district funding, it is largely useful as a tool to eliminate blight and revitalize neighborhoods. And the area that we are proposing the use of TID 6 funding in is sorely in need of that. And we have development occurring along 17th Avenue, South 17th. We have development that will be occurring along Grand Ave. And we're in the process of developing a huge new soccer complex. And we just opened a new curling facility on the south end of town. And one of the primary east-west crosstown routes is Thomas Street. So I believe if you build strong infrastructure, properly planned infrastructure, that all sorts of development could occur along that corridor. And the possibilities to redevelop neighborhoods and increase the tax base that exists along Thomas Street and on either end of it is huge. So I am a proponent.
And you'd mentioned that to counter Mr. Winter's argument that the other taxing entities would probably appreciate making those neighborhoods better than they are now.
They are. In fact, the other taxing entities have communicated to us when we've looked at extending the life of some of the TID districts to reduce blight and urban decay. One of the concerns that we have is what we call urban flight, where situations and neighborhoods start to decay from within to the point where people move to the suburbs and they're moving out of the community. Well, all of those things, when they occur, reduce enrollment in our school district, and they're causing this migration away from the city, and that's certainly not what we want to see happening.
Let's see. Where are we at on Thomas Street these days? It looks like there's no funding except for taking care of a planning person right now, right?
Well, with the outcome of tonight's vote, we have a design contract that we need to pay for. Tonight's vote wanted to pay for that out of the general fund versus out of TID 6. Either way, we need to pay for the contract. We have incurred the obligation. We owe the money. However, as far as the property acquisition along the Thomas Street corridor, the 2013 budget approved $825,000 of TID 6 funding for that purpose. That funding is temporarily stalled based on the outcome of a vote in our finance committee a week ago. But that whole project is still an active plan. We're certainly not ready to go out and start to purchase property within the next week or two, but it's not over, and more discussions need to take place in this chamber and in our committees.